Wall Street expects record earnings while rates stay high. Analysts have raised earnings estimates heading into Q2 2026 earnings season, even as inflation runs at 4.2% and the odds of a Fed rate hike are climbing. The gap between what Wall Street expects and what companies actually need to deliver explains why stock valuations near all-time highs leave very little room for error. The simple version. Earnings season kicked off this week with consensus analyst estimates running higher than a year ago, even though inflation is sitting at 4.2% BLS, May 2026, and the odds of another Fed rate hike have risen meaningfully since spring. That combination matters for your retirement account because stock prices near record highs are essentially a bet that corporate profits will keep growing fast enough to justify those prices when estimates are high. The technical word for this is consensus. It sounds official and precise. It is not. Consensus is just the average of what a group of Wall Street analysts guessed. Those analysts talk to company management, read the same filings you can read, and then publish a number. The company then tries to beat that number, and the market reacts to whether they did. The whole game depends on where the bar is set, and right now the bar is high. The numbers. CPI inflation, 4.2% year over year as of May 2026, up 0.4 percentage points from the prior reading BLS, BLS.gov. Federal funds target rate, 3.50% to 3.75%, held at the April 29, 2026 FOMC meeting and unchanged since Federal Reserve, Federal Reserve.gov. 10-year Treasury yield, 4.56% as of July 8, 2026, up 7 basis points on the week U.S. Treasury slash Fred, Fred SD Lewis Torg slash series slash DGS10. S&P 500 forward price-to-earnings ratio, elevated relative to the 25-year average, reflecting high price relative to expected profits S&P Dow Jones Indices, SP Global Com. FactSet tracks consensus earnings estimates for S&P 500 companies each quarter. The blended earnings growth estimate for Q2 2026 is above the 10-year average growth rate FactSet, FactSet.com. Unemployment, 4.2% as of June 2026, down 0.1 percentage points from the prior month BLS employment situation, BLS.gov. How earnings consensus estimates are made and why they matter. Every publicly traded company reports its earnings 4 times a year. Before that report comes out, dozens of analysts at banks and research firms publish their own guesses about what the company will earn per share. Those guesses get averaged together into the consensus estimate. The company's actual result is then compared to that consensus number, not to last year's results. Beat the consensus by a penny and the stock might pop. Miss the consensus by a penny and the stock. This matters most when valuations are high. A stock trading at 22 times expected earnings is pricing in a lot of good news already. If the good news does not arrive, the price adjusts down to reflect reality. Right now, S&P 500 companies are trading at elevated price-to-earnings ratios by historical standards. That means the expected earnings growth built into current stock prices is significant. If companies deliver that growth, prices hold. The inflation and rate backdrop makes this harder. When inflation stays at 4.2%, companies face higher costs for labor, materials, and borrowing. Those costs compress profit margins unless the company can raise prices fast enough to offset them. And raising prices in a slowing consumer environment is not guaranteed. Meanwhile, with the 10-year Treasury yielding 4.56%, investors have a genuine alternative to stocks. They can collect. Beat the estimate game is also partly a managed illusion. Companies and their management teams communicate with analysts throughout the quarter. Over time, companies have learned to guide analysts toward a number they can beat. The result is that roughly 70% of S&P 500 companies beat consensus estimates in a typical quarter, according to FactSet historical data. When that beat rate holds, no one notices. When macro conditions tighten, the real cost lends on a $150,000 retirement account balance. Consider a person 55 years old with $150,000 in a broadly diversified retirement account. The account's long-run return depends largely on two things: what companies actually earn, and what multiple investors are willing to pay for those earnings. When estimates are high, and the multiple is already elevated, a series of earnings misses can compress both numbers at once, which is how a portfolio can drop 20% or more in a year. Starting balance, $150,000 at age 55 with a target retirement age of 65. If the account compounds at 7% per year for 10 years, ending balance of approximately $295,000. If a valuation reset in years 1 through 2 causes a 20% drawdown followed by 7% annual returns for the remaining 8 years, ending balance of approximately $222,000. Difference, approximately $73,000, or roughly 25% less at retirement, from 2 bad years at the wrong time. That gap is not a prediction. It is an illustration of sequence risk. The timing of bad returns matters as much as the average return over time. A person still 25 years from retirement has time to recover from a valuation reset. A person 10 years out has less runway. That is why understanding where valuations and earnings expectations sit is a useful part of thinking about how much risk you are currently carrying, not just how much risk you think. When stock prices already assume the best, companies have to deliver the best just to stay even. What this means? Earnings season is not a referendum on whether the economy is good or bad. It is a referendum on whether reality matched the guess. Right now, the guess is optimistic, the inflation data is sticky, and the rate environment gives investors a real alternative in bonds. That combination does not mean stocks will fall. It means the margin for error is thinner than it was when rates were at zero and any earnings growth looked attractive by comparison. For someone holding a diversified retirement account and not actively trading, the practical implication is a question worth sitting with. Does your current allocation reflect the risk you are actually comfortable carrying if the next 2 quarters disappoint? Not because they will, but because understanding that possibility is part of owning assets in the first place. What this is not a prediction that stock prices will fall this earnings season or any other. This is not advice to sell stocks, reduce equity exposure, or move money into bonds or cash. This is not a recommendation to buy or sell any specific stock, fund, ETF, or other security. This is not a signal about what any individual company will report or how its stock will react. This is not a substitute for advice from a licensed financial advisor who knows you. Sources: U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index, https://www.bls.gov. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Employment Situation, https://www.bls.gov. Federal Reserve, FOMC Statements and Rate Decisions, https://www.federalreserve.gov. Fred 10-Year Treasury Constant Maturity Rate DGS10. https://FredSDLewisTorg/series/DGS10. S&P Dow Jones Indices, S&P 500 Index Data and Forward P/E. https://www.sbglobal.com. FactSet Earnings Insight and Consensus Estimate Data. https://www.factset.com.